What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of 94 Feet with Coach JT. Please subscribe or leave a like and some comments below. Just let me know what you think as I continue to grow and put some work into this podcast journey of mine. Today, you guys, I got a really dual threat combo today. First time on the show, I'm going to rock with two guests. So let me get these introductions done and out the way so we can get rocking. My first guest, Jen Sines, Southern California native, mother of two young boys, fairly new somewhat to the AU world. However, 4 years is not new. She's been in it for a minute. Coming from both sides, the boys and girls side of hoop with the AU. However, Jen never played basketball, but again, I think this is so dope to align herself with the game and you guys kind of know and be ready to teach her boys and look out for them. She studied the game. She's ref. She's read books. She's watched, I'm sure, countless hours of film with the boys, but also she's lucky and blessed to be a godmother to another young lady who will be on the show as well, a dope, talented, some may know her as Kalina Smith, but also maybe I'm thinking since the 35,000 followers on IG, you know her as Special K. Kalina is a 12-year-old baller, one of the best young ladies on the floor, whether it be with boys or girls. She's also from Southern California, Moreno Valley. Also started playing basketball at the age of 3. So, Jen, and I can call you Special K, I hope. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being here. Kalina, how are you?
Good,
you? Doing all right? I'm doing good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, again, this is called 94 Feet with Coach JT. So, we're going to dive right into some of these little questions and get to know you guys. But just based off, you know, Jen, having two young ballers as a parent, as a mom, and being, as you said, somewhat new to this basketball AAU realm, what was the starting out early with your boys? What age did they get started playing?
My oldest started when he was 4. My youngest was kind of a late bloomer. He wanted to try other things, so he started about 6 years old. Okay. But my youngest was the one that started out at 4. My oldest, I'm sorry.
Okay, so coming in that, as far as you, again, saying somewhat being new, right? What even pushed you outside of the self-motivation as a mom to, like, really dig in and learn the game? What did you do, or what resources, like said, can you just shout out some resources you may have, tools, or anybody you may have relied on to kind of help you get more acclimated to this basketball realm or AAU world?
Yeah, so at 4, you know, I didn't necessarily know exactly where my oldest was going to go at first. So I kind of just let him, you know, play the field a little bit and, you know, be a kid. But right around 9 was kind of when we got introduced to the AAU world. We actually ended up having a local team out of Hemet, where we're from. And then I ended up actually linking up with one of the refs at one of the games when I saw Kalina play, actually. And found out that he had an AAU program and that, you know, he was just starting out, Kalina being the face of that program. And so, of course, you know, we wanted to know more about it. And then just kind of linking up with him from there. That's kind of like what introduced us a little bit to the AAU world. And then after that, it kind of just flourished. My youngest, you know, obviously he's actually bigger than my oldest as far as height wise. So that ref actually asked me about my youngest first, not knowing that I had my older boy. And then so we kind of just went from there and kind of hit the ground running with him.
Nice. Very good. So as again, hit the ground running and having double trouble. Right. So
yes,
as far as being busy in those directions, just early on, I'm sure now you're definitely more skilled and talented as far as scheduling. How pulled in both directions were you at that point once they got going? Because I can just imagine trying to be two places at one time is super tough.
You know what? I actually didn't give my younger son an option. He had to always play older. Okay. So he had to play up with the older kids, especially okay. because he was bigger than most of the younger kids already. So it actually just gave my older son an advantage. And then obviously when we started actually training with Kalina, the coach actually had us training all summer with Kalina, both my boys with Kalina. Just backyard training. We'd meet up at parks. I know his mom had a house who had a, you know, backyard with cement laid and a basketball court. So, you know, we kind of went back to back all summer, trained with Kay. And really, like I said, hit the ground running. You know, what really made me study the game more was, like you said in the beginning, I never played basketball. So, of course, mm-hmm. I know rules, ethic, game-wise, gameplay, everything like that in the AAU world is so different mm-hmm. than, you know, just a regular rec ball, you know, game. So I really just kind of had to dive in and look to, you know, the coach for a direction. Mm-hmm. But then when I really wanted to, you know, start to know the game, just knowing that, you know, he had obviously ref connections in the circuit. So that was me just kind of, you know, doing some networking, talking, and that's kind of like how I got into the reffing game from there.
Nice, nice. So, Kalina, I'm hear your name pop up there a few times. And again, I had to do my research. You know, I know they're all highlight tapes, but you got some nice highlights on the social media. But let me take it back before. Like, what age, if you remember? I mean, again, you're being 12 now, but how early on did you pick up a basketball and start playing?
I started picking up a basketball like when I first started walking, but when I started playing basketball, I was like 3 or 4 years
old. So at that age, if you can remember, like, what was your kind of anything you watched or somebody you may have seen, or was the ball just given to you in your lap and you kind of really pick it up? Or did you kind of have somebody you looked at and like, I want to be like that person or emulate?
My mom, she played college basketball, and she played high school basketball at Paris, and then she played college basketball at Dominguez and Mount San Jacinto.
So you got it's in your DNA, which I've heard about too. So that's, the mom was a baller. I heard that. Okay, so it's in your. So once you start going at this age, right, early on, what? Not right now. Let's go back then, if you could think about it. What kind of drove you though, besides the force? Is this something that you feel like you wanted to do immediately, or it kind of grew on you as you got older?
Something I wanted to do immediately. I just fell in love with the game early.
That's super dope. So, fall in love with the game, going through school. Is basketball the only sport, or would you have anything else that kind of piqued your eye, or you kind of dibbled and dabbled in growing up?
I played like softball for like one season, but I didn't really love it mm-hmm. as much as I loved basketball.
Okay. I definitely get it. Okay, that's super dope. So get it to this. Let's go. Okay, like I said, right now. So I'm going right now. Right? I go do some research. I do some homework. And I'm seeing you're dominating the young men at this age, your age or above. What's it like, first off, again, especially, you know, women in sports is even taking off crazy, right? So you get to see it on TV, see it physically, but now you're pretty much living as a young lady, young child in the sports world, where again it could be dominated or was dominated by men, but now you're dominating young boys your age. What is that like for you?
It's cool because I'm experiencing both sides of AAU basketball, right? The girl side and the boys side, more stronger, more physical. The girl side is like a whole different world, mm-hmm. like way different.
Okay, nice. So difference as far as, let's see, I definitely get boys, again, you said physicality, the speed of the game, but even me watching young ladies or training young ladies myself, I feel like the IQs are a lot are so high at an early age for girls, as we know in just education as well. How do you kind of, do you code switch a lot, or do you have one style you're playing no matter what side you're playing with?
I play no matter what.
No matter what.
Even if they're bigger than me, smaller than me, I still gotta improve myself.
Nice. So Jen, let me ask you this: for as the parent, God parent watching, when you linked up with her, how was the growth process? Because I mean, it developed. Because I'm saying from 3 to 12 right now, but I can see for her, would you say it was a overnight pace, or she's been steady on the increase because of the work she puts in?
You know, I actually didn't meet Kalina until she was about 9.
Okay.
So I can't say for anything prior to that. Obviously, you mm-hmm. know, just talking with mom and grandpa, and her grandparents are really big advocates. They play a huge role, you know, with her in this. So, you know, being from 9, I mean, I was the parent that was like, Ethan, my son. I'm like, Ethan, you need to go against her. I don't care if she dogs you every time. Right. She, you know, I feel like Kay, she thrives when it comes to physical. She thrives in that. So, you know, a lot of the girls, they'll go after her. You know, she knows that she has that walking target on her. So I feel like the more that she knows the target, I feel like she thrives in that. I've never really seen her back down from any type of challenge. That's for sure. And I feel like just around her as a whole, I feel like she definitely makes players better. And I know I can say that firsthand because, like I said, my kids have trained with her, mm-hmm. you know, for summers, for practices. I mean, me, her, my kids, a couple of other girls, you know, we've been in the gym, you know, three or four times, you know, a week. And, you know, every day she's there, she's putting in the equal amounts of work. I mean, I've seen her get pretty hurt, hurt, and she still gets up and goes. You know, so I feel like even with against the boys, I feel mm-hmm. like she might thrive a little bit more just against the boys. Cause I feel like, you know, it is a little different on the girls' side. It is. Like you said, the IQ is a little bit higher, so they kind of do a little bit more swag game. Mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes to girls, they don't necessarily have to be too physical, but I feel like I've seen her dominate on both sides. And like I said, I feel like she's definitely made my boys better players for sure.
Nice. So, and it's kind of given that parent, but also you said the coaching perspective as well. So I would say just as you as a coach, I mean, coaching your boys either through setting up with trainings or if you had opportunity to coach them in game situations, like based upon your experiences so far as you're still learning, what would you say some of your just philosophies are as for anybody you come across, whether it's training or coaching? What are kind of some things that you like to instill in players you coach with or deal with or train or whatever like that?
So I wouldn't say from a coaching aspect, I would mm-hmm. say maybe like an assistant for okay. sure.
You're still a coach.
Assistant.
Still a coach.
Well, not physically, but you know, just being there. Uh-huh. I think I definitely will say it's definitely a head game for mm-hmm. sure. I would say on boys and girls, a little bit more with girls. I feel like I've had to approach different situations when it comes to the girls' side a little bit more sensitive. And then obviously me being a female, mm-hmm. I could relate to them a little bit more, which is why, you know, I've been able to have relationships with a lot of the girls' players. But I definitely will say, you know, in your head, if you know, you can, you know, if you know that there's a balance in your head with, you know, as far as everything that's going on and, you know, how much you're believing in yourself, that's kind of like where I like to take the approach first, whether it's personal mm-hmm. or whether it's, you know, with kids that aren't mine. You know, I do obviously like to do the whole positive, you know, route first. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I tell my boys all the time, you know, I can't want it more than you can.
Right.
So I can set you up for success, but right. I'm not going to be playing. I'm not going to be able to, you know, in any racing boys, you know, I that's the first thing that I tell my kids, like, if you're not getting what you want, don't come to me because I'm not going to save you. You need to go talk to the coach and let him know what,
I like
you, know,
that what part.
You want, and, you know, exactly what you need to put, you know, what work in, because, you know, my kids, my mom personally, she says I'm a little too hard on them, but I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of the reality, you know, it's not going to get any easier from here.
Nice.
So, you know, I just kind of like to be real with them. And also I like to be kind of like that positive outlet. So if, you know, there's something that's going on that maybe they're not comfortable talking about, you know, to their own family or parent, you know, I like to be that positive kind of, I guess, outlet for them.
Nice. That's good. Good. I'm definitely big on philosophies, foundations and stuff like that. So Kalina, let me ask you this though. Starting out, again, I know you guys, and you're at the age, you're at a great timing where you get to reap the benefits of all the trainings and sessions and trainers and stuff like that before you get to travel and playing. How much time do you put in on your craft? Because they say you have to put like 10,000 hours into to maximize reach your potential. Right now on a daily or a weekly, just give me a little estimate on how much time you put on working on your game.
Probably like 2 to 3 hours a day.
Jeez, 2 to 3 hours a day. See, that's what makes you different. That's what makes you special, Kay, because that is that's super dope. So in this process of you training, right, do you now is this anything on your own, or is it always you kind of been blessed to have people assisting you with this process, or how much time do you put, I would say, on your own? Is it still 2-3 hours alone, or do you get to get with a trainer in two?
So I go train with my dad on Thursdays. Nice. And then I train with my strength and conditioning coach almost like 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
And then when I don't have both of those, I go in the backyard and like go shoot and have my mom rebound.
Dope. Super. You got to set, man, you got it set up. That's what I like to hear. That support system, I believe, is so huge, and those that are able to get it, definitely treat the benefit, but I will, you know, I'm definitely supporting anybody who needs support. Man, okay, so question for you, Kalina, at this age, since I know you're already there, are you a film studier right now, or what? Are you big on film, watching either your gameplay or your opponents like that?
Yeah, after my games, or say if we're traveling, and my mom has, like, this cord to where you can hook it up to, like, the TV, and it hooked up to her phone, so we watch, like, film after all my...
I love it. That's you serious? Not playing any games. I definitely love that. So let's talk travel a little bit, man. Like I say, because I don't tell my age yet, but you know, I couldn't travel. We didn't have AU travel ball like that, or I wasn't great to get asked to go out of town. But Kalina, where are just name some cities you've gone to, some cities or states you've played in your past few years of playing AU.
I've been to New York, Tennessee, Arizona, Vegas. Oregon, Philadelphia,
Louisiana,
everywhere,
Houston,
all over. Oh, that's dope. So okay, Jen, what about you? Since you're in that circuit now too, and I saw a couple of pictures on the IG. I see the plane pictures with the girls. So similar places, or anything different?
We did Philly. We did Oregon. I didn't go with them to New York. But we did, Philly, Oregon. Where else did we go with you? Philly, Oregon. She went with us to, we go to Arizona together. I haven't really been as many places as her, to be honest, because just last year was when I decided to travel with both the girls and the boys. Because obviously, you know, work, finances, whatnot.
Of course.
You know, it wasn't really something that I was really able to do. But fortunately for me, last year I was able to, you know, get on a couple of planes with the girls. And so that was nice. But, you know, I've mainly just gone with my kids. But this last year we did Philly and we did Oregon, and now we're doing Arizona.
Nice. So, Kelly, let me ask you this. How was that experience for you traveling with team? Like, how's that feel? Because, that's got to be like, as a 12-year-old, whatever, under... You've traveled before then too. Like, how does that feel to get on these planes and take these trips?
It feels good. It's nice to like experience other environments instead of like California.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool.
So I would say this next question now, playing in other states though. So, right. So you don't have your home crowd, right? Really, you're not in your home city. How is that environment when you get to go to these other cities and play against these people who, you know, so-called top dogs are just good, but then you don't have, you know, you may have your parents or somebody there, but it's not as the big support if you were playing in your city. How do you handle that in those gyms or arenas wherever you play at?
My mentality when I go like out to other like countries or not countries, states.
Soon to be countries, you'll get there. It's coming.
And out here in California, too, is just to, like, kill everybody that's in my way.
That's dope. That's super dope. So,
she usually builds a crowd because,
I'm sure the following
a lot of people anticipate, you know, not just to kind of touch on it. A lot of people anticipate, you know, this last year we actually went to Boys Nationals, and we went up there with five boys and Kalina. And we ended up winning. Got rings and everything. So, you know, she happened to actually, you know, she's known out there, like you said. She has her own platform. She's got a good audience. So the minute, you know, people know that she's out there. I mean, we even had the team that we actually had to play the championship for, they were actually following our games the entire time we were there in Oregon. So, you know, she builds a crowd usually. We start hitting the ground wherever we're at. Wow. She usually has a little fan club.
Okay, see, that's right. So this is good. Working on the speaking engagement. You know, you got to sign these autographs and answer these questions as you get older too. So, Jen, let me ask you this though: as the adult around the team, and especially the overseer of the goddaughter, if you want to share any instance where you had to, of course, because you got to protect the kids, right? Any times where you had to kind of step in and say, "Hey, look, she's still a child." Letting her do this or not overstep, because I know fans can be fans, and I know definitely.
You know, she gets a lot of love from her fans. I will say it's usually more of parents that are hurt. Either one, she's crossing their boys, or two, she's crossing the girls, or you know, they've gotten physical in the paint, and I, you know, fortunate, you know, her mama and I have been have been together. Usually we've kind of been the ones that are, that will travel, and you know, it's like we're the only moms that are there, so they'll target who's her mama. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm usually kind of like right by her. Mm-hmm. There's been a few incidences where that's happened, and it's usually just parents that, you know, obviously, like I said, the kids are upset, you know, she did something to the kid on the court, and you know, they're trying to get back at it. And honestly, it's never been fans. All the kids that are surround her, she's had a pretty good, as far as I know, she's mm-hmm. had a pretty good, you know, loving crowd. But I will say that the parents, it's never really the kids. It's always the parents. Right. They're always overcompensating somehow. So okay. I've been in interactions with a few parents with her mom, you know, right. that it kind of, you know, they try to get a little bit mouthy and whatnot, but it's never really been the kids, at least that I've seen.
Right.
Usually she has a pretty good crowd around her that, you nice. Know, the oohs and the ahs are coming from definitely the kids.
Right, which is good. So, Kalina, just as far as if you can think or have had any, have you, and during this, your tours or your road trips as far as your circuits, right, any, or can you give me some of your toughest people you may, if you can recall, or teams you may have played against?
Probably Rafer Austin.
Rafer Austin. Yeah. That was New York, right?
That was Vegas.
Vegas, okay. Rafer. I like Rafer.
And then we played CY Fair in Tennessee.
Okay.
And then probably this isn't out of state, but yeah. out here in like LA area, probably The Truth. Okay. And then for the girl side, probably like Cal Sparks.
So, and you're double dipping. That's the crazy part. You're playing boys and girls. So, let me ask you this: as a young lady on the court with the boys, do they try? I'm not sure. Do they? I'm sure they do. They try to test you. How do you kind of? What do you use to either lock in or stay focused on, you know, the task at hand? Because when boys talking trash or saying certain things or being physical, what do you do? How do you drown it out? What do you do?
I just let my game talk mostly, but if it gets to the point where I have to say something, I will.
All right, that's what's up. Hold your own. I definitely like that. So let's you know, AAU still, but what are actually, Jen, let's go to you and ask about your young men. So as far as some plans or goals with them, have you had a talk with them about what they want to do with basketball? Is it a career thing or is it for fun? Because I think now as parents should definitely have conversations with their kids about what's their long-term thing with the sports, even though we want to see them have fun and travel. But however, parents invest a lot of money in this. So, I mean, are we having to talk with the young men about what their goals for basketball?
Yeah. You know, my oldest, he's a little bit more dialed in than my youngest mm-hmm. right now. I kind of let my youngest be a kid still. Mm-hmm. If the opportunity, you know, presents itself, that's one thing. You know, but, you know, just to kind of touch on a little bit of reality is that, you know, my youngest, he's going to be bigger than my oldest. So, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately for him, you know, he's going to pass the eye test before my oldest will.
Okay.
So whether, you know, whether that, you know, the game speaks for itself or not, but my oldest definitely has a lot of goals and he has a lot of aspirations. And of course I'm there to support him. But at the same time, I also am there to be, you know, real with him and let him know, you know, hey, there's only so much that I can do. Like I just mentioned earlier, you know, and, you know, at the same time, you know, he puts in all the work, he does what he needs to do. You know, actually just not too long ago, there was a few, decisions I had to make because I kind of felt like he was being a little robotic on the court. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well maybe we're doing, you know, a little too much and I'm going to take a step back and kind of let you just kind of, you know, let it freely come to you. That's nice. Kind of like where we're at right now. I'm kind of just trying to take a step back with him and allow him to kind of let the game come to him a little bit because he has such a high IQ right. that I feel like sometimes he psychs himself out and that's when it, you know, he kind of is his own worst critic. So he kind of doesn't want to make mistakes. But, you know, right now my seventh grader is the one that's really talking more about, you know, college ball, making it a career.
Nice.
But, you know, he does know that, especially in the boys' world, it's a lot more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's got to be something that is his niche that he has to perfect to stand out, you know. So, you know, I have those conversations with, you know, him a lot more than I do my youngest, but, you know, ultimately I know that they both have, you know, dreams of playing college ball. So
good.
We're, you know, just kind of trying to, you know, steer them in the right direction to keep those goals.
Right, right. So Kalina, but since, I mean, again, your audience is definitely, your platform is going to continue to grow. Have you already started receiving letters from schools, or can you talk about that? Or
I haven't received letters, but I have talked to colleges like UCLA, Columbia, USC.
Nice.
Oh, Cal.
So what is anything on your, give me just, I mean, I guess give me come on your list. What are you planning? What's next for you? Like I said, after, again, I know the AU is going to be around until you get in high school, out of high school, but post high school, like what's the plan for you? You got anything ready yet, written down, or are you kind of just going to, you know, get in there?
My schools that I've been looking at, mm-hmm. like that I've been wanting to go to is UCLA, and Oregon.
Okay. Rich history, both schools. And I seen, like I said, I mean, I'm a study person. I seen you got some pictures with some dope people on your IG. I'm like, man, I want to be right there in that picture. But so getting a chance to meet some of those college basketball players or pros, how does that feel? What is that feeling like? Because, I mean, just to be next to some college players that have rich history, have done big things, some NBA players I've seen or WNBA players, how is that feeling for you?
It feels good because my dream or my goal mm-hmm. is to be in that same spot where they're at. So
nice.
Yeah.
Does any of them have any kind of, what has any of them told you anything, any suggestions, any tips for me?
To just keep working hard, like, and keep grinding.
Keep working hard and keep grinding. That's definitely it. So let me just ask this question, is this, cause I'm big on student athlete, right? So how are these grades looking? What's this grades looking like? I know it's been some different things going on in the world this past year or whatever, but how is those academics going?
They're going good. I have A's and B's, and I got honor roll last semester.
There you go.
So I'm waiting to get my award.
That's what's up. Congratulations on that. So give me your best subject. What's one you like the most besides PE?
probably math.
Okay. There you go, young lady. That's super dope, super dope. So what's, okay, for, and both of you guys, and you guys can answer this, you'll know it. What's the next thing? I think you said it was Vegas coming up, and what date is that? When is that?
The 20th and the 21st.
So that'll be next weekend, correct?
Yes. Okay, yes. It's called Gems in the Gym.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I just saw him post that again too. Okay, so you're getting ready to get, you guys are getting ready right now. So that would be with the girl side or the boy side?
That's girls.
Girls, gym. Okay.
Yeah, I think I briefly spoke to you about it. You know, this is actually kind of like the first time she's really going to be playing with girls that are her age group and her grade.
Okay.
You know, usually she's playing up, but I know I talked to mom and you know, and I know that she's really wanting her to, you know, kind of be in that area where she is going to be known for, you know, yeah, she's a seventh grader playing, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade, but mm-hmm. you know, ultimately, you know, 2026 is her class. Right. So she's really wanting to be able to be recognized in her class, you know, whether it's she's dominating within, you know, 20, 30 points a game mm-hmm. or, you know, her defense is always on point. So I would definitely not, you know, I don't have any lower expectations than what it is, but, you know, her mama really wants her to be able to be recognized in, you know, in her grade level as well, because, you know, like I said, she's always been recognized for being the younger one playing up, but, you know, it's, you know, she really wants to kind of hone in on her craft and being that seventh grade.
Nice. So coming up next weekend, got to put some work in for their class. So Jim, we talked about just your boys and coaching Kalina or being around her. So I mean, what's next for you? I mean, since we, or is it you're gonna get your own team going or coach your own squad, or what kind of goals? What do you have in mind for yourself? Because you're very highly invested from two sides, from your own into her. Or is it just kind of you guys are going to stay with this kind of unity? I see the boys and Kalina thing is kind of a one, kind of a family thing, which I think is super dope. So, I mean, what plans you got going?
Definitely not wanting to do the program thing. I actually just recently stepped away from a program mm-hmm. last summer. That was kind of like that program that, you know, I met Kalina through. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fortunate for me, you know, I have, you know, created bonds and been close with a lot of the family. So fortunate for Kalina, you know, we were able to kind of get to the squad back together and, you know, playing over at the Lady Soldiers in SoCal. My boys are actually a part of Soldiers as well. So we've kind of been able to kind of move one family to another, another family. And right now I'm just enjoying being a parent. I have been that, you know, liaison before and having to be, you know, 30 to 40 kids parents. So I know how that is. And I know that, you know, it comes with a big, job, but you know, right now I'm just kind of, you know, putting my hands in at, you know, if they need help with something is one thing, but as of right now, I'm kind of just enjoying, you know, being a parent. You know, I'm able to move around. I know you've seen on, you know, Kay's page, I do a lot, you know, I try to do a lot of film for her and, you know, film for my own kids. And, you know, I try to get a little bit of everybody, you know, usually on a good weekend, if I can get a little bit of everybody, you know, everybody eats. So, you know, right now I kind of think I'm okay being a parent and a mom and, you know, kind of like that, you know, person that, you know, needs to be reached out to if they, you know, if need be. So I don't see any coaching or programs in the near future. I will say that. I'm not going to say never, but as of now, no, I'm okay.
Definitely. So, okay, Kaylina, just as far as I know, we talked about like people who are, I mean, and again, or Jen, you can kind of verbally give out these shout outs too, because I know we talked about, I think you said mom played sports, dad, you said grandpa, I believe. So just some of your support systems, if you want to tell them thank you or appreciate you, this is the time right now to give them a shout out if you want.
I want to thank my mom for pushing me like academically and the basketball side too, and my dad for training me and helping me with my academics, and my grandpa for just pushing me harder and helping me with everything.
Good job. So, and I want to reiterate the fact that, okay, she says, he said what, 3 hours every day or like, so that right there is something that again, is a cut, applaud you for that as well. Just personally, like as somebody who's just getting to know you, just doing my homework and research, but I see the, as you said, the work speaks for itself. Your game does the talking, and it's super dope how hungry you are. And, you know, it's just like, you know, you found that passion early and you're rocking with it. And I think that is super dope to go on. And also, Jen, just being a support system for your own two boys and for her is definitely not easy, I'm sure. That definitely gets trying. But also, I just want to give both you guys props on what you guys are doing. And also, thank you for being on the show. Like I said, I was super pumped when you got with the opportunity. And I'm going to run with it. We're going to make the best of it. And I think it was thank you for your time and coming out and just rock on the show today. So best of luck. Best of luck. I will be watching next weekend. I will be trying to see if I can tune in, or I know they have stuff shown or whatever, or I'll be linking in with Jen to get updates on the score.
I can link up with, you know, I'll send you links or whatever if I can figure out, you know, what the game plan is for the weekend. I've been in contact with him, but I'm not sure exactly how, you know, it would be as far as like if it's going to do something live or if we're going to do. But either way, you know, we'll have footage and, and whatnot, be able to post stuff and whatnot. So
I definitely plan to
capture the moment.
Well, you got a new fan now, so I'm watching. So I'm definitely gonna be watching, man. I want to see it keep growing. Like I said, it seems like it's still so early, so it's like it's the only way to go but up. So keep up the hard work.
Shout out to my grandma too.
Go ahead. Oh yeah, shout out. Gotta do grandma too, man. Grandparents in general are so dope. So if you're lucky to have them around, you gotta value the grandparents for sure. Thank you guys again, all right? Taking time out your day to be on the show. You guys did great. Have a good rest of your day. I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you
guys. Have a good one. Good luck next weekend.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.